Welcome to session five, which is the fifth session in the 10-part coaching program. The title of this session is Self-Knowledge, and we are going to take a little look now at assets, strengths, and what our client is potentially able to learn about themselves, what they can make known to themselves, what might be emerging from the unknown, and what might be coming relevant and into focus for them. This session also can be important because we will bring some attention more clearly to barriers. What are the blockages and what are the defenses and the stories, scripts, if you like, around the defenses that may be emerging in the coaching sessions. Often these are referred to in some coaching programs as gremlins or saboteurs, and they are essentially the thought processes, belief processes that become identified by our clients about themselves during the journey of self-awareness. So typically we want to be thinking about this session as a good place in terms of timing or in terms of the amount of time that you've spent with your client to perhaps point more particularly to these kinds of barriers and ideas around how to manage them. First of all, we want to go back to thinking about the overall idea behind this coaching session, which is self-knowledge. Now, as I've said, as we've been going through these sessions, of course, it's not as if self-knowledge has not been becoming known or emerging as we've been working with our clients. Quite the opposite. I'm sure that we have been listening as coaches to our clients as they speak, and they have been talking about, in some part or to some extent, what they know about themselves. So their self-knowledge and their ability to understand themselves will be at some kind of stage of development. It may be that that stage of development is quite slight. It could be that that stage of development or awareness about themselves is also something that is bound up with self-criticism, self-esteem. What they feel that they know about themselves might be, from their point of view, not good or not feeling good. It might be judgmental to themselves. But that's okay, because it indicates that a client is able to make some kind of self-appraisal or self, evaluatory process for themselves. And that, of course, is important. Self-knowledge is something that arises out of the process by which we are able to observe ourselves, and your client will be able to observe themselves insofar as they are comfortable to do that. So there is a very important emotional context as well to knowing yourself, particularly where there may have been difficulties that they've been trying to deal with that have led to them feeling that they perhaps haven't been able to behave in ways which have been useful to themselves and useful to the people they care about. They may have a lot of inner critics, as I mentioned before. So, and those inner critics will have a lot of emotional content. So really, in this session, we want to draw a slightly clearer focus with our clients about what they do know about themselves, and to develop this idea with them that this is a useful set of muscles to bring clear attention to. The self-knowledge and the importance of self-knowledge is one of the foundational principles of the coaching program, the Recovery to Wellness approach, because it is precisely this ability to understand how I work, how our clients work, or for them to understand for themselves how they work, that will allow them to make changes and to find ways to implement changes, observe those changes, and understand why some are successful, why some are not. So this self-knowledge is an extremely important context for this session. The important part of this is to bring a focus to assets and strengths. So as I said before, you will have been listening to your client talking over the previous sessions, and you will have gained some insight into what their pattern of self-revelation is, how they talk about themselves. You will have got a feeling for whether their self-knowledge and is more skewed and focused around self-criticism, or whether they're quite defended about it. You will have a sense of who they are. So you will have also gained some insight and knowledge about their strengths. You will have heard their story. You will have heard their journey so far. You will have been curious with them about what they have been successful about in their lives, what has worked for them, what they have managed to achieve, or what they've managed to overcome, and so on. So you will have a picture. And from that picture, you will be able to pull out or tease out their successes and their assets, if you like, and their strengths. And there are, of course, always assets and strengths in people's story. I've never heard a story from a client that didn't contain that. It may sometimes be difficult for you to pull them out clearly, but you know, that's one of your jobs, is to be able to clarify and blow away some of the smoke and be able to bring those into the coaching session. The most important part about asset recognition is not your ability to recognize them, but your client's ability to understand themselves and to understand where they are strong. So your bringing those through is really a secondary step in support of what they are able to bring through. So when we think about the bringing this asset base more consciously forward with our clients in this and other sessions, we want to also be seeing it as something that is not a definitive list, should I say, but is actually a growing and emerging process. So this is what your current strengths and assets are at this time, and be curious about how might they improve it or grow it or broaden it. So it's very much a living, this approach is very much a living assets approach, and it's very much something that is ongoing and alive. Now, assets and strengths often link back to values and often link back to meaning. So you need in this session to be alert to the fact that a lot of your clients' behaviors will be linked in some way to either the presence of something meaningful for them, or that they're making meaning around, or something that they are not making meaning around. So you want to try as well to listen for that difference. Good strategies for helping your client become clear around this is writing stuff down, drawing diagrams, making pictures, having them actually sort of use pen and paper to capture what they feel their assets and strengths and so on. Now, what may well happen in these kinds of conversations is that the barriers and the blockages and the negative scripts, the defensiveness, will start to become apparent. And you will be listening hard for these and will have been listening hard for these in your previous coaching session. So you'll probably have some clear idea of how this person that you're working with tends to interfere with their own positive outlooks on themselves. And we want to, at this point, be thinking about introducing to them this specific idea about inner critics and saboteurs. So at about this point in the coaching relationship, session 5, which is about halfway through this 10 session, you've had enough time with your client to gain some trust, to build some clarity and intimacy, to do some design. And so this is a good place, good timing to talk to them about this part of themselves, that, or these parts of themselves which run interference in a negative way on themselves. Now, earlier on in the training program, we will have covered, and many of you also will have covered in other kinds of coach training programs, if you're already a coach and didn't do your foundational training with us, you will have covered this concept, no doubt. So you will be able to fall back and use some of those techniques that you've learned. If you want to revisit our call on this topic, then you will find that in the curriculum that you went through in the foundational coach training. Whatever you do, this is a great place to perhaps give your clients a handout about inner scripts and saboteurs, those kinds of things, and to start a dialogue with them. Why is this so crucial? It's really crucial because we want to continue to build this idea that our clients can become self-aware, deepen their self-awareness of themselves through the process of self-observation, and even more importantly, gain the insight that although they may have negative thought patterns, negative approaches and judgments of themselves, those are not actually their core selves. Those are, if you like, a part of a combined self, and that the ability to witness them indicates that there is a witnesser, i.e. there is a part of themselves who can step out and observe the other parts of themselves. This is extremely useful because, again, for those of you who know about some of the inner critic work, you cannot coach somebody who is completely in the grip of their inner critic or their saboteur. It's extremely difficult because you will be talking to that set of scripts or that set of thinking and beliefs and judgments that will be screening out and making unavailable to the conversation all the other aspects of that person. So being able to make this distinction within the coaching relationship is extremely important and very, very useful. I like very much the idea as well of thinking about this idea of what is still unknown about a person's life by that person, and what is becoming possible, what is becoming in that life. Now, it's very useful to ask people to use their imaginations and to use their desire for them to anticipate or to conjure up for themselves in their imaginations the things that have not yet been made apparent. So we think about this in the sense of, these are your assets and strengths at the moment. What strengths would you like to acquire? What strengths would you like to build in yourself that you may not perceive at the moment, but which may well be available in you? What is it that you would like to know about yourself in a positive way that is currently unknown? And it's asking people to stretch outside in an imaginative way into what they would like to draw to them. It's very often the case that when people do that, of course, precisely the things that they talk about and the things that they come through and express in the coaching session with you are in fact things that do already exist in them that they just can't access, that they don't necessarily consciously access, or indeed are resisted by these inner critics and saboteurs and these scripts, which essentially block any experience of these unknown or imagined assets and parts of themselves. So I want to be really sure that we're thinking about what is becoming, what is on the sort of just over the horizon for our clients. And this is very much about building a current time. So here we are now, this is what we have, these are our assets, this is what is known. And what would be possible, what would you like to bring forward from the future to the now and be experiencing that isn't yet here? And this is a really great way to invite people to consider about building their own strengths. The idea plants the idea really that whatever is here now is just whatever is here now, but it can be built upon, it can be increased, amplified, and added to. In the same way, we also want to communicate that the barriers, the blockages, the scripts, and so on that get in the way are is an aspect of themselves that they can actually, if you like, reduce in terms of its impact on them. So the idea is, you know, it's like turning up the volume on one thing and adding in things in on an asset side. And on the other side, it's about reducing the frequency of the interventions, of the barriers, the blockages, the scripts, and so on. So this session contains a lot of potential material, and you certainly will be introducing it in a light and preliminary way. But these two themes, and the overall theme of self-knowledge, and then the two, if you like, parts of that, which is about assets on one side and barriers on the other, will become a thread that you will pull constantly through the coaching relationship as you move forward, and will be able to refer to it.